In a workshop, teams of young people are working with electronic wiring.
All right,
be careful, but there's a bomb the other way.
Crowds in an arena hold up banners and cards as the teams bring their machines out.
So the batteries are
A large banner displays text FRC, First Robotics Competition. The teams make adjustments. As the crowds grow wilder, the competitors fine-tune their machines.
A minute, 30 seconds. You gotta go. All right, let's go.
Machines are moved to their starting points.
Alliance captain. 35,
supporters clap and cheer as Team 6904 stand at the ready with their control systems. Two youths in eye protectors wait on the sidelines.
Our second set of quarterfinals returns. Our fourth seed alliance in red. Our fifth seed alliance in blue. Let's meet them. 15-15! Alliance captains, 55-53! And last but not least, 69-04!
Good.
Drivers, behind the line.
There we go. He's good now. He's ready.
3, 2, 1, go!
Competitors reach for their controllers. A title appears on screen. More than robots. The title fades to black. Text on screen reads, Los Angeles, California, 3 months earlier. Tall palm trees sway over white suburban streets where a youth crosses a road.
The way my brain works, I can't think of things in words. I think in feelings and numbers. The feelings that numbers give me, well, the number 2, I'm facing south and I'm looking at the corner of a building. The number 3, it can be a tree, it can be something purple. The number 4 is something bright. It's like a star in the night sky, or red and green. My brain makes way too many connections.
Text reads, Jacob.
Jacob was always very curious about how things worked. Jacob was a very happy baby, always smiling, always bouncing. He's always been blonde. And his hair would grow out in a perfect halo around his head. He always had this perfect round head of hair. He would sit and write numbers out, cover a sheet of paper, start a new one, cover the page with numbers. And he was always fascinated with airplanes.
I had this idea of working for SpaceX. I used to be kind of interested in rockets. I thought they were cool. I still think they are, but not as cool as math.
Jacob plays a piano.
The structure and harmonies of classical music, they work because of some mathematical concepts. There's a certain pattern that we track, and if it produces joy or it produces sadness, it's based on math. I messed up. I can't handle it when I mess up.
He sits on a couch at home with a laptop on his knees.
At school, everyone is cool. People skills were a bit of an issue. Well, I wouldn't say they were a bit of an issue, but I didn't understand stuff at first. I didn't understand popular culture. I understand a little bit of it now, but I'm not an expert, but everyone else is an expert. I'd never really, like, been a part of a team before. I needed to be an expert at literally everything, which I can't be. I was at the club fair, and there was this huge table, and there was a pile of metal. I walked over, and it wasn't a pile of metal. It was a robot.
An array of circuit boards sit on a plinth.
And they said it's a robotics team, and I was hooked.
Jacob crosses a workshop to where a team cut and assemble parts. Text on screen reads, the Vitruvian Bots Team 4201.
I made a lot of friends being part of a team, which was new for me. I worked on coding the control panel mechanism for the robot. I get to connect with a lot of people, and we get to chat all we want about this one particular thing that's been in my mind for what seems like ages. I think it's good because it fits me.
A white spherical building dominates a lakeside view.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is the 1996 U.S. First National Finals.
This is FIRST for inspiration and recognition of science and technology. A worldwide program that combines the high-intensity world of sports with STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Please welcome to the podium FIRST founder, Dean Kamen.
Dean Kamen created the Segway scooter, the insulin pump, and the portable dialysis machine, just to name a few of his big innovations. And Dean is not just inventing things, he's created a platform for young, passionate engineers to follow in his footsteps.
How do you take all the critical elements of science, technology, and engineering and innovation and put them in a format that kids can appreciate? I know, we'll make a robotics competition.
Each year, teams of high school students dedicate weeks of their lives to designing, building, and programming a robot.
We wanted FIRST to be a microcosm of the real world of engineering. Thought robots would be ideal because it's easy to include every different kind of engineering discipline that kids might be interested in.
Back in the 70s, we wanted to make sure that MIT students not only got good analytical thinking, but got in touch with their creative skills. So we gave them a kit of materials and said, build something to accomplish a task. It wasn't too surprising that MIT students would compete like crazy, but it was really wonderful to note that they worked together, taught each other everything they know.
When we started this with 20 some odd teams, the next year we went to 100. The next year we went to 200. Now we have thousands and thousands of teams all around the world.
Text appears on screen. Los Angeles, California, January 4th, 2020, 6 a.m. The sign on a building reads, Da Vinci School. Text on screen reads, FIRST Robotics Competition Kickoff Day.
Every year, our live kickoff happens in the first weekend after the new year. And on the day of kickoff, we unveil the new challenge.
Good morning.
I'm excited. I've been waiting to find out this game for a while. That's just all I've been thinking.
Excitement, mostly, to start creating a new robot and process more information about.
Is anybody nervous?
A bit.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the 2020 FIRST Robotics Competition Kickoff. Now, this season, the FIRST Rise, powered by Star Wars, Force for Change, inspires us to work together to strengthen and protect the force that binds us all. Our friends at Disney and Lucasfilm are right behind you, cheering on your success. So right now, let's hear from them.
Hello, FIRST teams. I'm Mark Hamill, and welcome to the 2019-2020 season. This year, FIRST is teaming up with Disney and Lucasfilm as part of the Star Wars Force for Change initiative.
Each year, we create an engineering challenge that's entirely different from the year before. And we work really hard to make sure that there is no obvious best strategy to win the game.
In Infinite Recharge, forces threaten the future of First City. With assistance from your trusty droids, you and your crew will race to overcome obstacles and collect renewable energy cells to charge your city's shield generator and protect First City. Through the power of collaboration, you'll bring hope and strengthen the force that binds us all so that together we rise.
People in the audience smile wide-eyed.
In their eyes, you see simultaneously two things, excitement and terror, because they're thinking, where do I start?
This is gonna be hard.
Teams hurry to their workspaces.
Just as we change the game every year, we change what's in the kit every year. And sometimes the kids will ask, where are the assembly instructions? He said, there are no instructions. In fact, we don't even know what you're going to build.
What is this?
That's a good question.
Okay, so, you see the lights?
Typically, by the way, the kids come up with more ingenious ways to state the problem.
So it's going to go over the bar, hook under, and then the pulley is going to be hooked up to a motor, and it's going to be able to move around the bar.
So you have just one robot on there and it's level, you'll get 15 points.
As Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. The kids have the imagination to come up with a really neat way that we can solve this problem, but they don't have the knowledge that can take the engineering tools and turn this great imagination into reality. That's where the mentors come in. The kids have the enthusiasm to try some really big idea, and the mentors have a way to figure out how to implement it.
Fazlul, the Vitruvian bots mentor.
It's going to take basically the whole day for the teams to kind of understand, how do you actually play this game? How do you get the most points? How do you work with each other? In the game reveal, we saw that there's a bunch of different elements that we have to deal with.
The game is played Red Alliance versus Blue Alliance. Each alliance is made up of three teams.
A graphic displays the game.
The goal is to score more points than the other alliance. You score points by shooting yellow foam balls, also known as power cells, into the goals. You get more points for the higher goals and fewer points for the lower goals. At the end of the game, your robot can score additional points by climbing the seesaw, also known as the shield generator switch, and hanging. If you balance the seesaw, making it level, your alliance scores extra points. No part of the robot can touch the ground.
Fazlul fist bumps another team mentor.
I'm feeling kind of relieved now that I know what's going on, but now it's a little daunting. Now it's time to put the field together. We're trying to make sure that we have a field that represents the game as much as possible. We're gonna start a game simulation and we're gonna try to act out what we would do.
So there's gonna be six rolling chairs, six students. One on each chair, you guys are the robots. The point of the simulation is to kind of understand how the robots will interact with the field. Anyone interested in being a robot? Haley, Garrett, Connor, Jacob, Miles.
Team members wheel around in office chairs and pitch foam balls at a goal. Jacob and another boy score, while a girl hangs by her arms from a horizontal pole. Text appears. Terawatt's team 6904.
What are the presents? Go over the agenda for today. Maybe so everyone's on the same page.
We had already picked up our kit of parts. I feel like we just need to do inventory soon. Design team needs to take lead of the designing of the robot.
I got to know first through actually my husband, who, you know, when I married him, a year or two in our marriage, he's like, oh, there's this thing called FIRST. He would like leave me for like weekends at a time and like be gone to this thing. And I was like, okay, like he's really, you know, dedicated to service and I love that about him, right? And I had no idea it was actually cool. What really got me hooked was when I went to their first competition. I saw like mascots, I saw music, I saw people dancing, I saw parents there. It was like a stadium of like excited people. I'm like, this is a hidden like treasure that no one knows about. And I'm like, this is so cool.
Fatima, the Terawatt's mentor.
I knew that I like got bit by the first bug. It was that competition that got it for me. I'm a science teacher at my school, so that's why I decided to start the TerraWatts.
A student works at a bench drill.
I'm a little competitive, just a little bit. For the first 2 years, my husband purposely didn't want to sign us up for the same competition. And he would always say, oh, well, that didn't work out with our schedule. I'm like, I secretly know. But he's not him that's making me competitive at all. It's just like my own like competitiveness. But he does so much.
It helps that I'm not competitive. So that
helps.
Yeah,
we're opposites.
Text on screen reads, the Vitruvian Bots and TerraWatts have 8 weeks until their first competition. Students file out through the doors of the Da Vinci School. Text on screen reads, Watts, California. A sunny suburban road displays a sign which reads, David Starr Jordan High School. More text reads, TerraWatts Team 6904 and Joanna, TerraWatts mentor.
If you go to like LA Regional and you read the game manual, it tells you like list of stuff you need for inspection. So like one thing that you guys are gonna work on this weekend is the bill of materials. So it's kind of like the inventory. You make a list of everything that's on the robot. Mm-hmm. And so there's a template I uploaded.
So our team's about 15 kids. We have about 3 to 4 mentors. So it's a smaller school in a low-income neighborhood in Watts.
It's just like a slide, like a slab, we don't want that.
We definitely don't want that.
Probably I can't.
We actually don't even have a room to work in. We work in a hallway. Our team in particular doesn't have a lot of funding. But the past 2 seasons, we've had pretty good robots that have worked and played the game using our tools. So I think it's great to show that we don't need, you know, fancy schmancy equipment to be able to have a working robot.
You're gonna have to take it off. Then you have to take it off.
Yeah, we'll take it off for the washer so it doesn't look like it's not your robot.
Take out the arms.
What FIRST does is that it doesn't tell kids what to do or show them how to do it. They have to figure it out. There's a problem, there's roadblocks like real life. And it was hard in the beginning when we first started this team. I had to tell them, like, I know this is not like school because you're used to having a worksheet. So that's when I see the light bulb going off, when they realize it's a different type of learning.
We figured out that the shooter actually fits in here without it obstructing this. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna bring these closer together so they could actually go up like without any obstruction.
Did you guys figure out how to mount it on here? Because that was the other question
I had.
First
we need to put in the way, the how it's gonna travel
up to
there.
Oh, look at that, this is a shooter.
It's not how it looks in the thing, but you know, problem solving.
That's why kids stay, because it's something that it annoys them, but it keeps them coming back, right? Because they're like, oh, this is so frustrating, but we need to figure it out, you know?
Now we got all motors working, it can't go forward or back. All it does is basically spin.
The pros of having a small team is everyone just knows each other and you form that bond. The con, though, is that unfortunately, we don't have the hands. Aaron is the one kid that knows everything about every part of the robot. Because he's so passionate, he's just like, wherever help is needed, like, he'll go. But he does everything. Wiring, coding, building. Aaron does all that.
A student tests the robot and later strolls along a sidewalk. Text on screen reads, Aaron, TerraWatts.
Some people, they're afraid of change. I'm not really that kind of person. Because you don't know what you like or what your passion is until you try new things. Before I joined the team, I played football, I played basketball, and I was interested in anime. At first, I learned about coding back in sixth grade, but I didn't really connect with it, so I didn't really like it that much.
Aaron's home displays photos of him and his family. Text on screen reads, Rhonda, Aaron's mom.
As a kid, Aaron was kind of like in his shell. He was really just to himself. He really never bothered nobody. He was just to himself. Before he got into robotics, he was kind of like holding his feelings on the inside, but now he's opening it up more. It was like they had little go-karts.
I seen the robot, they have a suction cup on the bottom, so you just pull yourself up.
Wow.
One day at school, I look over and all I see is a you. I'm like, what is that? So at first I'm like, hey, I'm like, that's a nice robot. And I'm like, can I drive it? He goes, well, no, you cannot. And then he told me about the robotics program. When I showed up after school, I realized why he didn't let me drive it, because I started to drive it, it was hard to control. So then I joined the team after that.
Something was just sparked that he loved about it, and he kept going. I mean, getting up at 6:30 in the morning, tomorrow, I'm gone. Wait, hold on a Saturday?
Wow. That's how we do get back in sync.
Oh, high rollers, hook fell off.
Oh. Let me drive it. One day, he was showing me how he was putting a robot together. Like, how you doing that fast? And he was like, he said, Mama, it's all in the skills. It's all in the skills.
In fast forward motion, Aaron assembles the cog system of a small robot.
I like coding a lot because you're the one who's in charge, basically. And people have to, like, if they don't really understand it much, they have to come to you. But building robots is hard to figure out.
What code are you running?
We're running 6904 code 2020.
Does it have autonomous in it?
No, it does not. And just getting that code to work took about an hour and a half. Yeah, I actually like it because if it doesn't go right the first time, just keep trying and trying again until you actually, like, get it right.
Aaron smiles. Text on screen reads, Chiba, Japan. A suspension bridge spans a wide river over towards a skyline of high buildings, where a girl walks through a downtown block.
Right now, I go to college in St. Paul, Minnesota. But I usually come back to Japan during summer and winter because I'm mentoring a robotics team here. I'm a double major in neuroscience and psychology, and I've been thinking to minor in dance. I think probably dancing ballet is the fun thing I do. In addition to that, I'm also part of a rocketry team. So it's keeping me very busy.
Text reads, Canon, Sakura Tempesta founder and mentor.
When I was in ninth grade, I applied to a high school exchange program in Minneapolis. And I got to participate in a first team called 2500 Hero Robotics. Before I joined them, I never expected that I was going to be interested in engineering. But the first regional inspired me a lot. They're just so passionate about what they're doing. In Japan, most high schoolers don't have the opportunities to learn about engineering in depth. So it was an amazing experience for me.
Canon rides a train.
I got so determined. I decided that I want to start a team in Japan. I wanted to help make it accessible to everyone. So I sent an email to Chiba Institute of Technology asking for help. And surprisingly, they said yes.
A modern concrete building rises skywards. Text on screen reads, Chiba Institute of Technology. In a classroom, a chalkboard displays the team title Sakura Tempesta, while students work in small groups on robot construction. A caption reads, Sakura Tempesta, Team 6909.
We're a community-based team. It's not like we have a school as a workspace. Dr. Tomiyama was willing to give up one of his rooms so that we can actually have a workspace.
Text reads, Dr. Tomiyama, Sakura Tempesta mentor.
In Japan, first robotics competition is unknown. When Canon started this team, there were only three teams in the whole entire Japan. So we decided to help her. When she started, she didn't have enough members to create a team. So she went to her friends and then community and whoever she can talk to. Once she decided to do something, she would do it.
A boy wheels a robot into a corridor.
One of the reasons I never expected to be interested in engineering is that I'd never seen a female engineer. So I didn't think that, like, a girl like me can actually succeed in the field. I think that's kind of ridiculous, but that's actually what happens with many girls. Right now, both team captains are girls. In addition to Noi, who's engineering captain on the team.
Subtitle,
Noi, one of the mentors, says, every year I do the overall design of the robot. Noi continues, with the robots we created in the past, we used the mechanism of an elevator. But this time, it's entirely different. The body needs to rotate, and designing it was not easy. A robot graphic rotates on screen. Noi says, we're working to complete the ball retrieve mechanism of the robot. Subtitles. A young man says, something is wrong somewhere. Noi, after that we assemble the climbing mechanism and also adjust the program. A student says, it didn't rotate. The tubes are too long and stiff.
We're trying to shoot the ball to that goal right now. But first, we have to be able to intake the ball, so we're trying to do that. We don't have any time, so it's quite hard.
A student says, it's turning, yay. Subtitles. A student says, this is hard work. Noi replies, can we shoot one with exactly the same setting? A third student says, let's shoot. A ball is catapulted at high speed down a corridor. A student exclaims, dangerous. Subtitle, Noi. Since I was little, I always loved building robots. She continues, I built robots in school club activities. When I was building robots there, I found out the Sakura Tempesta team was established. I wanted to challenge myself to design a large robot, so I joined the team. Noi continues, I learned all about the different parts with them. Now I can build this kind of robot that uses large industrial parts. In the corridor, their robot expertly fields several balls.
In order to build the perfect robot, Noi comes to the workshop every day from 5 a.m. until sometimes 11 p.m. She also comes from a different city. By train, it'll take 2 hours.
Subtitle, Noi says, I do have to sacrifice some of my time, but I feel I have more to gain by doing this. Noi adjusts a robot arm.
For some teams, their robots do only one or maybe two tasks, and not all of them, but she wants to do all of them.
They only have 6 weeks, so they tend to make mistakes because they are in a hurry.
Noi smiles as the robot pitches a ball.
I'm not sure whether they are going to be successful or not, but they will try.
A tall building towers over bare winter trees. While inside, teams work in an arena.
One of the great things about FIRST is you need absolutely no technical background to have a great time and a great experience. There are many different areas that kids can get involved in. We believe that helping each other matters just as much as technical competence matters. Most teams have a whole group of kids whose entire job, not just during our season, but throughout the year, is to promote the values of FIRST through their community, and we call that the chairman's team.
We came here to the beach to clean it up from all the plastic litter.
To make Libya a better and cleaner place.
Our team has completed over 2,000 hours of community service and has spread awareness to over 30,000 students in the past year itself.
We want to make it commonplace for girls everywhere to participate in STEM. This is why we created the book, hashtag Girls Love Robots. We hope to inspire girls from all over and show the world...
Girls Love Robots!
At the end of a season, we give out the Chairman's Award to a team that has done something extraordinary.
Let's congratulate Team 195.
We want all the kids on FIRST teams to see themselves as a powerful network where everybody's looking out for each other.
Ornate buildings surround an immense square. Text on screen reads, Mexico City, Mexico. Nautilus, Team 4010, work on their robot.
Okay.
Subtitles. One teammate says, I want to control the shooter with the weight. Another asks, how hard is it to work on that with this thing mounted? A third states, it's difficult, but I'll try it. If we hurry, yes. The first says, if not, tomorrow morning.
6 weeks just up to your first regional is just barely enough time to build a real machine that can fulfill the challenge.
Victor, Nautilus mentor. A girl works on a net of wires with a multi-tool, while another works at a bench saw, and a boy works at a vise with a file.
As a coach, at the same time that you're building the machine with the students, you also need to take care of everything else that the competition cares about. Because FIRST is not only about the robot. We are focusing a lot of our attention on the chairman's team. Presenting chairmans each year is very, very important for our team.
Three large hanging banners display past awards for engineering, where the Nautilus chairman's team convenes. Subtitles. A woman says, we continue growing in community service projects. We have a solid project, which is Hogares Providencia.
We are working on a chairman's speech that we are presenting at the regional in Sacramento.
Text on screen reads, Mariana Nautilus. She says, in the chairman's presentation, what's important is all of the community work that you do as a team. If you can reflect that impact in your speech, you have an advantage, so to speak.
In your speech, tienes una ventaja más, es decir, we have a short amount of time, so it's really hard.
Subtitles. Mariana says, since 2016, we have worked with World Vision to organize a summer course in marginalized communities in the state of Mexico. We have taught science, ecology, mathematics, and robotics, with more than 200 children participating. Mariana continues, there's things that I'm not aware of because I've never been on a chairman's team. And to suddenly be on one is like, I don't know. We gave classes on what makes us 4010, going through FIRST, business, engineering and safety, image and marketing to community service. The team discusses recent errors and progress. Subtitles. In interview, Mariana says, that's the most difficult and scary thing, because if you don't do well, it's like, what are we going to do? And you start stressing out. Subtitle. Mariana says to her team, we want to keep growing and renewing.
Okay.
Relax.
For me to open up, it has been so hard. The little, the thorn that I have here is like, you have just to get it all out. And now that I'm on the chairman's team, I have to show who I really am.
Mariana works at a keyboard with an air of concentration. Subtitle. Mariana says, Victor told me, don't worry, just don't doubt yourself and try it. Text appears. Alejandra, Mariana's sister. Alejandra says, it was really weird. She suddenly said, I'm in a robotics club. And I said, robotics? Why? Alejandra. And she started talking about robotics, competitions, and all that stuff. I've heard her practicing. I was in my room listening to her talk and talk. And I entered her room and said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm practicing. And I'm like, well, don't be so loud. Mariana stands in front of a mirror.
A long, long time ago, a space of matter from this... Okay, again. A long, long time ago...
Subtitle. Alejandra says she likes to be prepared for everything. She's very focused.
Have you ever felt like you are in a deep hole where... Have you ever felt... So have you ever felt like you are in a very deep hole?
Mariana, that's my personality, to be in control, to be sure that I'm handling it. And if I don't feel that way, I don't do it. I back down.
No lo hago, me hago para atrás. We are the team Nautilus 4010, and we are here to talk about us. Again.
Subtitles. Mariana says, when I learned about the team, they said, if you're doing chairmans, you have to do the auditions. I had to say who I was, what it means to be me, which are my characteristics. Did you know that was the most difficult question in the whole world?
¿Has visto que esa es como la pregunta más difícil de todo el mundo?
Mariana plays the ukulele at home.
This year, I'm going to graduate from high school.
Subtitle. Mariana says, something I've been struggling with, what it means to be me.
Stop the time right now and...
Mariana, when you go to family reunions, they always say, where are you going to work? And you're like, I don't know, give me some time, just wait, right? Subtitle, Mariana adds, so I said, okay, let's see what we got here. What can I say? I did my presentation and I said, my name is Mariana, I'm 17 years old, almost 18. I really like playing music. I feel that's the tool that helps you speak when you don't have the words. I've wanted to change the world ever since I was little. So it's good that I did that because I started to understand what this whole first thing was about. Subtitle. Mariana concludes, my parents worry and say, we feel that you're working too much. And I say, but I like it. Text on screen reads, Los Angeles, California, February 17th, 2020, The Da Vinci School.
Cutting!
The Vitruvian Bots team is hard at work cutting and assembling parts for their robot.
We've been a team for several years, so we've been able to accumulate a lot of tools, a lot of equipment.
A girl works on a computerized bench drill.
So it's really good to have a lot of capability available so you can quickly prototype something.
A boy works on a table saw.
This year, we inducted 68 people into our team, so it's the largest team that we've had so far. Kind of crazy.
Last year, we won championships, and this year, I think we're not going to make it that far.
It's week 3, and we're really behind on creating the robot.
We have lots of issues. We're not good at organizing. We incorrectly label things. Some wires go to the wrong places. But yeah, the robot is not great.
A robot mechanism seizes up.
Right now, we're replacing the wheels on the drivetrain because we tipped it over twice during testing.
In the past few weeks, we've been testing code and making modifications to make everything work.
I'm working on the climber and assembling the telescope to shoot the climber, the little sky hookup.
When you remove something, a bunch of errors pop up everywhere. Once you delete something, you have to remove a bunch of other stuff to make the code work.
A robot arm hits Jacob.
Wow, we're having some issues with the battery wire and we're trying to fix it right now. Let's hope that it gets fixed.
You have to go. Hold on.
This is what really matters. Because so then let's talk about Otto for what really matters.
But that's not what he's trying to talk about.
It's really stressful, actually. We never tested the control panel mechanism because it was the lowest priority. And
the robot by Jacob shudders. In the arena, crowds fill the bleachers, waving as the contestants reach for their control systems.
Sports has an enormous power to direct the time and energy and passion of kids to develop skills in a certain way. Once I knew that I was going to build this sport, I wasn't going to try to figure out which parts I would take. I wanted it all. Everything that other sports do, we're going to do. I told the teams, you better have a mascot. You better name your robot. If football needs a halftime show, first championship needs a halftime show. We're going to give out letters. We're going to have a double elimination tournament. We're going to have a championship. And I wanted to make sure we had it all. So we invented the game, but we want to use everything else that our culture has prepared for us.
At the David Starr Jordan High School, the Terawatts team work on their robot in a corridor.
The name of the robot is pretty important for like the announcer during the competition. But the names they choose on our team, I don't really agree with them.
So the name of the robot is Beeple Beeple.
We are not having no Beeple Bot.
We're not having Beeple Bot.
Why not?
Because
that's
not,
it doesn't
right.
flow.
That's not right.
Beeple Bop.
That's not how it works.
Beeple Bop.
No, no.
Samantha, Beeple Bop.
This is an important matter. It's like naming your child. Who names a child Beeple Bop?
She said it sounds like Betty Boop.
Nothing.
Let's just call it Betty Boop.
I refuse.
Okay, we'll have a vote, but everyone's response will have to be submitted by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Aaron, Beep Boop Bop or Beep Boop?
Wait, are you
Beep
Boop,
Beep Boop.
Beep Boop.
I prefer Wally.
Just say Lil Beep. Lil Beep.
We're a sport. We're like every other sport, except for one major difference. We don't win at any cost. We're a cooperation. It's never one team against another. We ask the question, how do you deal with that dynamic range of a team that has nearly unlimited resources playing against a team whose school has very limited resources? So we tried really, really hard to level the playing field. We put teams in alliances.
Alliance team would like to pick 38-58.
It shows that if you can communicate and cooperate and coordinate and divide your skill sets and make your skill sets available to other teams, you have a happy outcome.
What do you think's going to take it to win this?
To win this field, I think you're going to need to be able to build a perfect alliance. Anyone will if they want to win it.
This is it. This is the moment that you guys have been working so hard for.
Cooperation is a combination of cooperation and competition. It's truly a unique aspect of FIRST because it teaches kids how to cooperate and compete at exactly the same time in a world where that usually doesn't happen. You're in an alliance, right? It's not just may the best robot win, it's the may the best alliance win. So if you are a small team, if you're a new team, you can be really good at one thing and you can actually be quite competitive in a competition. You know, sometimes it's better to have a robot that can do one thing that's really important really well. And so in our team, when you don't have a lot of members trying to make a robot that can do three different things and do it well, it becomes almost impossible. So it's not a strategically a good choice to do that. We chose to focus on the climbing mechanism. If we could get it to work, this gives us a much better shot of being a competitive robot and being picked by an alliance.
The Terawatts meet in a classroom.
Our team has been so lucky because we can go to 421 and use tools that we don't have.
We love to invite the Terawatts or any other team who wants to come by and join us as we're all trying to learn and try to figure it out.
I just want everyone to know this about my husband. He's the best husband, and every woman should find a partner like this. He does so much because he's helping two teams.
The Terawatts work in the Vitruvian space.
When we come here, it's a game changer for teams like ours. There are kids helping us. We have their mentors. The kids see other teams. They're inspired. They're motivated to finish their robot. They don't feel alone. Especially for our girls to be able to see other girls, I'm hoping that'll inspire them to like use their voice.
A robot goes through its paces across the floor.
What I think is beautiful is that privilege isn't a bad thing. It's only a bad thing if you don't help others with what you have. And I think they're the perfect example of that.
When you're in a team together, when you're working together, you're trying to help each other out. There's an end goal that we're trying to reach, but the key is gracious professionalism because you don't want to burn a bridge. You don't know if that person that you're working with and talking to is somebody that you're going to need 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line.
We need to encourage more teams to give back, whether you're from a low-income community or a high-income, like it's just, that's how the world is going to be a better place.
The robot glides over a pitch filled with foam balls.
Getting the robot to climb is difficult.
Aaron watches the robot try to grab a seesaw bar.
It's not really working at all. I don't really know what's going on with it.
A lot of rivalry going on in my head, fighting with each other,
trying to figure out what we're going to do.
If we actually manage to get a complete level climb, we'll score a lot of points for our team.
We haven't made it that far in any competition, so
Hopefully this year we'll do a little better.
The robot lowers its arms. Jacob stands by his team's machine.
I've been working on writing code for this. It's gonna make use of a sensor, which Malcolm is hooking up now.
The robot spins a roller to pick up a ball and pitch it at a goal.
We're finally working as a team. I had my doubts at first as to how we would make the transition, but everything is beginning to come together. I always wondered how Microsoft Windows exists because it seems so intricate and complicated. It turns out it was a team effort, not just one person.
Currently, we're experimenting with how we're going to use our double roller design.
We're working on the belly pan for our new robot, and this is basically all of the wires and major modules go on here.
You're working on wire management and also securing all the electronics.
It's absolutely amazing to see these kids working together. When you have to build a robot in a matter of 6 weeks, it's impossible for a single student to do that by themselves. And so this is when the realization comes in, that they cannot do everything themselves. They have to work with a team to be able to do it.
I'm excited to see what our team can do.
Text, the two teams will compete in LA in 3 weeks.
Very often during the regional, things will pop up and we'll need somebody to either help our team, another team, or maybe the event in general. We are hosting the regional here, and we want to make sure it's successful, and we want to continue to host the regional here for years to come.
More text. The winning alliance will go to the first championships in Houston or Detroit. In Mexico City, Nautilus unload a truck. Subtitles. Team mentors coordinate the unloading. No, says one. It's not moving. Separate it. Take the rope off, says another. Put the dolly here to load the robot. Are you ready? One, two, three, says a third. Fernando, slow down, slow down. Slowly, it's coming down, says another. There it is. It's done, guys. Cynthia, Nautilus mentor. Subtitle. Cynthia says, we're meeting because we're from three high schools belonging to the TEC of Monterey. Our first regional is in a week and a half, so we want to practice. For our robot this year, we focused on designing a shooter with 95% effectiveness. Cynthia continues, the biggest challenge is to finish tuning the details of the intake. That's still being finished, and we'd like to test it today, so we're up against time. The team feed balls to the robot to pitch it at a goal.
The competition.
Subtitle, Mariana says, I'm very excited for the competition. I've never been to a competition, especially in the United States. It's totally different.
Sobre todo en Estados Unidos, es totalmente diferente.
Mariana continues, and if we win the chairman's award, we can go to the championship competition.
It's a lot of pressure because it's like the whole team is depending on you.
A teammate says, can we delete everything above so it won't be used anymore? Mariana, we can erase it.
Chairman's is the most prestigious award in the whole competition. So I want the speech to be perfect.
Mariana gives the teammate directions on how and where to move on stage. Mariana says, our motto is we build a legacy. That's our main motto.
Ese es nuestro lema principal.
Subtitle, Mariana practices. Today we come from the future to tell you a story. Mariana says, first wants us to acquire knowledge and pass it on to others. Mariana's teammate says, we believe that the best gift we can receive is the opportunity to make a difference. Working with these children in vulnerable situations helps and motivates us to keep going. A teammate stands with small children. Mariana says, we go to a place called Hogares Providencia. That's a foster home for children, and we do activities with them. We teach them math, Spanish, even activities that make them feel good on the inside. It's fun because you spend time with the kids and you learn from them. They start asking you, what do you do? They're interested in knowing who you are, and that gets to you. A photo montage of the Nautilus team with the foster children. Mariana says, it's all about helping others, being an example, a leader. I think this is what a superhero represents. Mariana stands on a stage with her teammates wearing capes. She says, we use the superhero theme and the capes because they are role models that we want to follow. It's something that we want to become. Mariana continues to practice her speech from her phone. She says, teaching others, I think, is the most important thing. Because if you start teaching them from when they're little, that helps the next generations to be better and better and better. The Nautilus team watched their robot go through its paces.
I think that's how Nautilus gives something to the society. Believing in others and trying to make them understand that the world could be a good place. That's the first values at its most, right? The kids are becoming agents of change that this world needs in order to make it a better world.
Mariana and her teammate practice their finale, subtitles. They say, so Nautilus is committed to continuing to develop new generations of leaders, scientists, engineers, and artists to impact our society through FIRST. We will continue to build a legacy. They high five. Text on screen reads, Chiba, Japan. Sakura Tempesta, team 6909. The team assemble a sponsor's plaque. Subtitles. Canon says, are the new sponsors coming today? I think they are. Mentor? It's a little slanted. Canon? It's okay.
We hold this sponsor night at the end of building season every year to appreciate everyone who supported us, especially our friends, family, and the sponsors.
Two students mount the plaque. One says, you can put it on this pole or this.
When we first started the team, we had so much difficulty finding sponsors. In Japan, it's really unheard of that companies support high school organizations. We don't usually have extracurricular activities. It's just really important to show that we have a finished robot. We just need those resources to keep running. Hope we'll be able to finish everything in 3 hours.
Two teammates position the robot. One says, a little bit to one side.
The robot is not completed yet. The season is not going as planned because we were going to go to the China regional, but that was canceled because of this coronavirus. So now they can go to the United States to compete, and they are excited for that. I'm sure they can do it.
The robot rotates as the team watches. Subtitles. Noi says, we don't have much time until our turn. We're not sure if we can fix it. The robot drops a ball. Noi says, wait a second. It's rare things go this poorly. Canon and the team crowd around the robot. Canon says, I made a little mistake. I have to redo. A teammate says, it didn't work. Canon carries foam balls to the robot. She says, intake is fast. Two teammates work on a laptop while others confer in the workshop. They all gather to watch the robot go through its paces. It reverses to the edge of its operating area as teammates take photos. The robot slowly approaches a cluster of foam balls and tries to gather them. It stalls. The robot reverses, then stalls again. Its intake arm bucks up and down, its rollers spinning aimlessly. Subtitles, Canon says, looks like it shorted. Dr. Tomiyama says, stop, okay. Two teammates clear a foam ball from the intake, and the robot starts again. The robot rides over one of the foam balls, then whirs without moving. A teammate takes off his glasses, then gets up, while spectators take film and photos on their phones, and one man looks at his watch. The robot feeds balls into its pitching arm. A spectator says, "You can do it." The robot's pitching arm rises and falls repeatedly. As the crowd continues to wait, the softballs fall limply from the robot's pitching arm. Smiling, Noi adjusts her goggles and looks away from the robot. The spectators drift off. Noi goes to Dr. Tamiyama and says, "Well, I don't know."
Nobody would say they are satisfied with what they have done. They found out what they can do, what they cannot do. And that awareness is very important. If you're making robots, you make mistakes again and again and again before the robot really works. But with this competition coming very fast, boy, that's tough.
We had some problems. We definitely need to keep working. I hope we will have enough time to finish our robot. But who knows?
The team watch the robot make feeble pitches. Text on screen reads, Los Angeles, California. First Robotics Regional Competition, March 8th, 2020. Inside a modern building, teams gather around a central arena.
Good morning, LA! Welcome to the 2020 first robotics competition. Are you ready to rise?
These kids work really hard each year to build a robot. There is so much work to do to design this thing, assemble this thing, test this thing, learn how to drive this thing, and these kids deserve their moment in the sun.
In a regional competition, you can win the event or you can win an award, and that will advance you to the world championships.
I'm excited. I've been waiting for this day for so long.
We were behind on a lot of stuff, but we pushed through all the challenges we have. We got back on track.
We made a lot of progress. We got to climb to work, so all our hard work wasn't for nothing. Now we were just getting ready for our first batch.
Text reads, qualification round.
The way the qualification matches work is you're randomly placed in an alliance of three robots against another random three robots. You might be working with a team in one match, but in the next qualification match, you might be against that team. So it's a lot of strategizing. It's a lot of trying to get in their head and figure out how do we work together well. And then when we go to finals, the top eight teams get to pick their alliance partners. And if your alliance wins the competition, all three teams get to go to championships.
So our first match, starting off with our alliance captains. Let's hear it for Team 4201!
The Vitruvian Bots!
3, 2, 1, go!
Vitruvian Bots launching!
For the first 15 seconds, all of the robots are operating by themselves, autonomously. So we only end up shooting one, and that one fails. Now, the drivers have taken control of the robot. The objective of the game is to score as many balls or power cells into the power ports.
Shoot you.
We get 5 power cells into the upper port. Very accurate.
We're going, shoot.
There are a few robots that will try to keep us from scoring those points.
Coming back.
The Red Alliance is currently leading, and if we climb, we're probably going to win.
Red Alliance has a clear advantage, and the Vitruvian bots continue. Here come the Vitruvian bots, 7 seconds left. Can they do it? They get up. Will they balance? 3, 2, 1. And at the last second, that is one high-performance robot. And the Red Alliance powers up the shield, defending first city.
I'm so proud of this match. The ability for a robot to balance by itself was really key for us because it allowed it to get those extra points.
Fatima talks to the Terawatts team.
Yeah, it's a lot of things to think about. You guys got it, though. If you work as a team, and also if you go there early, the other robots aren't going to be there. So you can line up easier. You're not going to be blocked. Your view's not going to be blocked, you know? You got this.
The Terawatts team wheel their robot into the arena.
Remember, don't go too fast.
Not too fast, not too slow. All
right.
Fixed up the coding, got everything working, but I'm still nervous. It's just like, is this thing gonna work? Is it gonna mess up? Just thinking about all the possibilities that could happen.
Frontier 6904!
Guys, you should be happy, enjoy it.
Drivers, behind the line. 3, 2, 1, go!
And right off the bat. And the Blue Alliance comes away with the advantage. It's 35-4.
Strategy was just play defense against the other team. So basically stop the other team from scoring.
They're just missing the upper port.
But we really need to make sure that we focus on getting the robot to climb. Calm down, take it slower. You better not mess this up.
Red, are you guys ready? Can we climb? Go!
The Terawatts robot succeeds in lifting itself up on the seesaw, and the crowds rise from their seats as the Terawatts team jump up and down.
Good job, Marco. Good job. Good job, Sue. Good job.
I felt great, excited, happy that it actually worked. I was more or less trying to stay in the coding zone so I don't get too overconfident.
One of these teams powered up the generator. One of these teams defended first city.
We end up losing the first match, but if other teams see that you have a pretty good climber, they'll want to choose you for an alliance because it can help them out.
Yeah, that's right. That was awesome. You went back early, you guys lined up, you made the double climb. I mean, dude, what more do you want? I mean, maybe winning the match or whatever.
This is actually the first time we've been competing in the same event together on purpose.
he would. Well, I am. It might ruin our marriage. So, well.
Somebody's a little competitive.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who.
3, 2, 1, go!
Robots scoot around collecting foam balls.
Go Red Alliance!
Hey, excuse me, can you sit down? I can't see my robot.
Fatima high-fives Fazlul as her team steps up to their control sticks.
When you're up in the stands, you're cheering not for a team that you like, you're cheering for your team that you put work into. And you're also cheering for your alliance members. Oh, and also they're scouting.
Okay, so you guys are Red Alliance, you guys are Blue Alliance.
We're Red?
Yeah, you guys need to coordinate between the three of you.
You're actually collecting data from each of the matches. You're just looking and it's like, oh, that robot shot 3 power cells, write that down. That robot shot 4 power cells, write that down. Ooh, a tech foul, write that down.
980, no defense, no, their defense.
That's not quite as fun, but still. you're doing stuff in the stands. And then there is another kind of scouting, and that's scouting in the pits, asking other teams questions.
I'm Jacob, I'm from Team 4201. I just wanted to ask you a few questions about your robots.
Thinking about what kind of skills you would like in an alliance partner.
Can you climb?
Okay. Well, climb. You get to ask them stuff like, can your robot do this and that? Which is really important in actually choosing an alliance.
Fazlul talks to the Terawatts team as they take a break from the contest.
Right now, the Terawatts are ranked 37th, but this competition, it's all about climbing. And I'll tell you this right now. There are only 15 teams total that have demonstrated a climb during this region, and you guys are one of them. So that means you guys are top 25% right now. So it's really good. Good job out there.
The problem that the Vitruvian bots had in most of our matches is another robot hasn't been able to consistently climb. So if another robot can get themselves up there and stay up there, we'll be able to balance with them and get
the additional We can do that.
Support. You can do
Maybe
that.
We'll be on an alliance.
Welcome to the alliance selection here at the LA Regional. We have our ranks, and it's time to allow them to pick their partners. Please welcome your top ranked team, 4201.
From Da Vinci Science in El Segundo, California, it's the Vitruvian Bots.
Who will you invite to join your alliance?
Team 4201 would like to roll the dice with Team 987.
Team 987, do you accept?
Team 987 graciously accepts 4201's invitation.
They are now on the First Seed Alliance.
Team 3408 graciously invites Team 5802 Los Demeteros to their alliance.
On to number four. It's Team 207's turn. Who will you invite to join your alliance?
Team 207 would love to invite Team 2637 to our alliance.
There we are. Up to the fifth seed captain.
5553 and 1515 would like to invite 6904.
Okay, we have our fifth seed alliance. Four more teams to go.
I didn't really believe it at first. I was thinking, like, is he just joking? So we were kind of excited. Because we got selected for an alliance, we have a chance to go to championships.
On the climb, we ended up losing 25 points because there was touching at the bottom.
Yeah,
whoever's playing defense, make sure you don't make contact, because that's how they get so many penalty points.
One of the robots cannot shoot from the trench.
Right.
So he's blocking that space so they cannot shoot.
Because there's a lot of fouls. He couldn't go in the area because then we would get fouled. So against the number one team, we have to, like, those points are important. So we all have to, like, be careful.
Let's go ahead and double check the robots.
Restart the computer, our batteries, yeah.
The Terawatts work with the Motor Q team. Text on screen reads, quarterfinals elimination round.
Drivers, behind the lines. 3, 2, 1, go!
And quarterfinals tiebreaker on the way. On the blue lines, into the outer port. And the blue lines takes a slight lead, 37.7.
Whoa, go, Terawatts!
Are finding the position. Jetstream is in the top of the trench run there.
Can you guys pull the balls out of the way? Yeah, go. Try to climb. Go, line up, Marco! There we go.
Stop. Orange Arm trying to find a location where they can get in. Get their hook up. 11, 10 seconds to go.
You were too young.
The Terawatts robot fails to make the climb.
Our robot did pull the climb, but the climb got stuck halfway. So it just didn't count.
referees are confirming all the scores. Whoever wins will go on to the semifinals.
The Terawatts look up at the scoreboard.
Scores coming up. It's going to be the Red Alliance advancing to our semifinals. 113-66. Red Alliance will be advancing. Let's give these guys a round of applause. 55-53. 15-15. And 69-04.
They take their robot off.
It's really not about winning. Of course, it's a competition. You want to, like, do well. But what it's really about is the skills the kids learn. Communication, working together, solving problems. Winning comes in life skills, right? And the kids actually feel that. It's not just like when you're saying, oh, don't worry, like, you're a good sport, you play well. No, the kids actually be like, wow, like, we actually grew a lot. They understand that.
You guys should be proud. You guys got really far. And it was a really simple robot, right? So.
Yeah. We did pretty good. We got to the quarterfinals, which we were all happy for, so.
Yeah, well, we got to save for the awards, right? The safety award. I want the safety award.
Welcome to the Los Angeles Regional Finals! One alliance will be our regional champions. One will be our finalists. Let's hear it for Team 4201!
The High Rollers team confer.
1197 likes to stick their nose out over the line, so we can hit them. And they just need to sit here and ping pong between them.
All right.
Good?
Yeah, good. Yeah,
good. Good luck, guys.
Drivers, behind the line. 3, 2, 1, go!
Each team's robot converges on the goals in the arena, firing ball after ball after ball into the open goal mouths. Teams recharge the robots with fresh balls and firing begins again as robots try to block each other. Vitruvians and the High Rollers succeed in lifting their robots onto the seesaw. The crowd waits for the scores to come up on the scoreboard.
And it was the Red Alliance!
Vitruvian teammates hug, then leap up and down, while others high-five teammates in the crowd.
It turned out that we had a well-built robot that was very good at the game and doing things quickly.
I was doubting it earlier, but it seemed to work out very nicely. There were no electrical or wiring issues, which is pretty astonishing, actually. Usually there are at least 7 at a regional. Because of the coronavirus, events have in fact been closed and teams have been removed from events.
Do I think championships
are going to be called off? Oh, I hope not. Of course, I hope not.
Slowly, crowds disperse through the building. The main doors of the Da Vinci School are closed and the building is quiet. Text on screen reads, 3 days after Los Angeles Regional. A team gather around their laptops.
It was just a few days after our win at the LA Regional, and we were riding high as a team. We were excited, we were ready to go to championships. But people were already starting to get nervous.
Jacob sits at home with his laptop on his knees.
I just happened to check my email and something popped up. It was a message and it said that championships
was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
March 12th, 2020. Dear friends, colleagues, and partners.
It is with deep disappointment that I share an update on the immediate suspension of the current first season and the cancellation of both championship events.
The cancellation of both championship events.
The cancellation of both championship events.
The decision has been made based on guidance from the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, and state and local health officials, as well as the declaration of season.
I had been looking forward to going. We had worked out everything in the robot. We were just prepared to take on anyone and everyone. I'm sure there were other teams that had been looking forward to competing, because there were some teams that never really got to compete.
The Sakura Tempesta team wheel their robot slowly down a ramp.
When I heard the rest of the season will be suspended, I was really, really shocked.
Subtitles. Noi says the robot was able to perform all the skills necessary for the competition. She adds, this robot was the most complete of all the robots I made in the past 3 years. She concludes, I really wanted to control it at the competition. Subtitles. Mariana says, for my graduation, I thought there would be a ceremony, a real party with my family, and we'd celebrate.
And just to not have that, it's kind of really hard.
Mariana sits alone, while Aaron sits deep in thought.
If quarantine didn't happen, we would improve our robot for off season. It makes me more frustrated.
Workshops stand idle. Text on screen reads, video message to FIRST, March 20th, 2020.
To everybody in the FIRST community, FIRST has never been about the robots. It's never been about the competitions. It's never been about the events. It's about building a community. And at this point, it's a global community. Let's use this situation as a reminder of how important it is that we all work together. We should see this problem, like all other problems, as an opportunity to create a solution that not only will benefit us, but will be scalable to help the rest of the world deal with this problem.
Even though the robotics season was canceled, we were still very into like a robotics mindset. We're kind of always into that. Once we saw the challenges of healthcare workers and essential workers needing PPE, we decided that we would help out by 3D printing headbands, face shields, and then also sewing face masks.
A few people started posting different designs.
We made over 8,000 face and eye shields for our local community.
The Afghan Girls Robotics Team in Herat, Afghanistan is busy designing something completely different. Much needed ventilators during the coronavirus pandemic.
My team is 5653. We were having a discussion about what is something that we could do to help our community with. And that ended up being the grocery delivery robot.
If you wanted quantitative proof of the impact of FIRST, all you have to do is look at what's happening through this COVID crisis. Not one, not two, not three, but most of the thousands of teams immediately mobilized in many different ways, because that's what FIRST is about.
Porque ya hago pues las cosas. I've been talking with the other team members, telling them that it doesn't matter if we are like all apart. I mean, we are still a family, we are still a team. So we were like, we can do something here in Mexico. Some people don't have Wi-Fi and a laptop. So we are preparing presentations for those students so they can still be learning in this quarantine.
These kids were mobilized to say, I see a problem out there, I've got to start working on a solution, and we better do something. There's not one right strategy for a robot, and there is not one right response to COVID.
Noi works at a desk, cutting and shaping face shields. She says, I'm making face shields from home. I tried making a sample. It came out better than I thought, and I was able to start making more. Noi adds, I started to get requests, and I was able to start making more. I've been making face shields and donating them for the last 2 months. Today, I will complete the shipment of 1,017.
When we see a crisis, when we see a problem that we're trying to solve, the first thing that comes to people's minds is, how do I solve it? How do I tackle the problem? That's kind of built into FIRST. This is one of those situations where, as a world, we need to work together to solve this problem.
Is it on? Brilliant. Okay, my team has continued to have robotics meetings. We're trying to figure out what we could be doing to help. I'm teaching everyone on the team how to code. It's honestly a very important skill to have, because technology, ultimately, it's the future.
Aaron wears a mask outdoors.
Laura likes this quarantine because you kind of need human interactions with other people. So one project that we're working on, it is a podcast.
It's so beautiful that they've come to this podcast being about, you know, people of color overcoming barriers in STEM.
Join us once a month as we talk to other people of color leading in STEM. Get to learn about the obstacles they have faced and how they overcame them.
They've seen their resources lacking, and they're finding ways now to talk about it and overcome it. I think it's going to be a great way to let their voice be heard. I'm not surprised that so many teams have stepped up. These are the values that FIRST really encourages. They choose to still find humor and laugh and smile and be there for each other and not lose sight of their commitments. And I find that, you know, really, really inspiring. FIRST really promotes cooperation, gracious professionalism, and teaches children to be adults, to turn into these responsible, communicative, empathetic, collaborative adults. It is way more than a club. I mean, it's like a way of life almost, right? Teaches you the skills of life.
Cannon cycles along a road in Chiba.
I personally really want every student in Japan to like have the opportunity to learn engineering through FIRST, because it's really awesome. I'm also working at FIRST Japan so that we can create more teams in Japan. The community here is amazing. Suddenly you have so many friends from all around the world. That's just so important.
Subtitles. Noi says, the face shield donation project was a very valuable experience for me. By doing so, I started to understand my capabilities. Noi continues, being conscious about my relationship with society is something I'm able to do because I joined this team. Going forward, my life goal is to find something I can do that will benefit the world. Bouncing a ball, Aaron walks by his closed school.
FIRST taught me life is like a game. To succeed, you have to pass work day to go to the next level. And if you don't put work in or time into that, then you're not gonna move up to the next level. I think it's important that we teach the new generation, because they really wanna get into like engineering, robot. I feel like they should start in either FIRST or any other division of it, because you take away a lot from it. It's like kind of a family, basically, because, you know, we all get along and we have to like help each other out. But we're not doing that, you know, we just hang out, crack jokes, you know.
Jacob walks through his neighborhood.
What FIRST Robotics has done is it showed me how to work as part of a team. It showed me how to effectively collaborate, and that working on a team is in fact possible, and in some cases better than working individually.
If our world can work as a team, everything will work out.
FIRST is respect, it is teamwork, it is technology, it is preparing students for the future, it is more than robots.
Subtitles. Cynthia says, most of the kids who spend time in FIRST, they don't leave the team. Somehow, they're still involved in FIRST. They become mentors, or as their life goes on, then they become creators of other teams. Just as they were able to flourish thanks to the FIRST program, they want the same for others. Smiling as one, the Nautilus team walks side by side across a concourse.
I realized that I really like to help people. So I've become a mentor. And now my job is to share all of that knowledge that I have with my team. This is how I'm getting to build a legacy. Without FIRST, I wouldn't have these people around me that inspires me so much.
Subtitles. Mariana says, it's helped me become braver, which is one of the best things one could have, but something that we don't always develop fully.
I still don't know what career I'm going to choose, but right now I'm not afraid of it. FIRST has given me the opportunity to become better and better and to never stop dreaming.
In a photo, Mariana smiles with her fellow mentors, then sits at home with her ukulele.
We created FIRST to inspire kids. But over the years, what I realized was the inspiration is what these kids are doing for their teachers and their mentors and their parents. And when you can take sometimes the most unlikely kids and they reluctantly go to this FIRST meeting and they're intimidated to look at all this stuff. And by the end of the season, they'll look you right in the eye and they'll say, I can do this. And they inspire us.
Mariana finishes her tune. Audio description created by Ayuno SDI Group, funded by Disney Plus Originals, written by Ian Turton, narrated by Nizaril Darazi.